This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about Naperville Ale Fest, Square Roots, the Maplewood Tap Room, and then we dive into some of the events happening this week, including Slick Rick performing over at Temperance. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're here. We're just here drinking like we are every week, man.
It's Tuesday, man.
Tuesday.
You know, I like to break the week up.
Got the podcast.
A little Tuesday drinking, yeah. Man. You know, take some of the edge off, man. You know, life gets in the way. It fucks everything up. But Tuesdays, they always end up okay.
Yeah. You know? And you've brought a bottle that you picked up from Goose Island.
Yeah, man. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been to Fulton.
Okay.
What, maybe like a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. I try to stop in like every once summer. In a while. It's usually pretty busy. Tours, lots of out-of-towners.
That's what they asked me when I first got there, like the little host stand.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? You here for a tour? I'm like, no, not at all.
I know how you make beer. I've seen it here. I've done it all.
But thanks. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
So what is this beer? I think you mentioned it last week.
Yeah, right on, man. So this is Fooder Red 2018. So first of all, man. Shout out to the little, it's 500 milliliter bottle.
Yeah.
So cute and adorable. But then also the little bunt in the bottom. Well, I don't know why that brings me joy. But, you know, like.
For the wine holders, right?
Yeah,
right?
For the wine holders, for the presentation, you know.
Okay.
If you want to be fancy. But I think this is the first time they've actually had a tap only, I'm sorry, brewery only release, I think. They're saying this is their only one.
Oh, really? They didn't do, I thought they did a couple of the other ones at that. The pub, but maybe they weren't brewery only. Maybe they're just selling them there.
Yeah, I think maybe like in the past, their stuff was just like on tap only there.
Okay.
Right, but this is like the only time where you could. It was packaged, but you can only get it here.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they were saying. Yeah, so it's Fooder Red, so it's like it's an Oak Age Red Ale, mm-hmm. reminiscent of an Ode Brune. I never know if I'm saying that right. I wish somebody would correct me.
Sounds right. Ode
Brune. But yeah, man. So like ate 6 months in the fooder, mm-hmm. and then transferred to a bourbon barrel, and aged for 12 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're talking about a year. Like, the project, they said, took 4 years. It was 4 years of planning. Because fooders are, you know, this fooder Solera system isn't easy.
Right.
But okay. then almost 2 years to make the beer. So.
Jeez, okay.
So.
Did they say what kind of bourbon barrels they were?
No, but my guess is that they're, second-use bourbon county barrels. Which my understanding is like they used to be used, like previously used Heaven Hill barrels, but I now think they're fresh Heaven Hill barrels since the 2015 or 16
infection. So they're not even getting that bourbon burn from them. They're not getting bourbon in there because they're fresh barrels.
No. Fresh just means like they weren't spent at all.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like they just came directly from the brewery.
Oh, okay.
Like the brewery didn't do that whole devil's cut thing where they empty the barrel and then like fill it with a little water and then try to like get more moisture out.
Yeah.
Like the barrel, they didn't do any of that at the distillery.
Oh, okay.
They dumped the barrel and then now it's fresh. Like a fresh dump, give me the barrel and then I'll do what's next. I don't want you doing anything after you dump the whiskey.
Yeah, don't mess with it.
Okay. So fresh and that.
Okay. Not like fresh new barrel.
No, not like oak. Not like a new oak barrel.
Okay.
But that's, you're right. Because the way we're saying it, especially over voice, right, it could be confusing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. you think they're reused bourbon county barrels.
Yeah. And okay. I'm going to pull this up. I saw this somewhere.
Oh, like, what
kind of barrels it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the system's actually a little more complex than I gave it credit for.
The fooder?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll crack it open while you all look right, for cool. this. So it looks like there was only a little over 2,000 bottles released. Nick got number 32 here.
Yeah, so it sounds like we were at the pub, and it was 20 kegs that mm-hmm. they got distributed, or they have 20 kegs as a result
okay.
of this process, right? So Fuda Red, they're calling it a Solera system, right? Which is where you you create a system of barrels for the whole purpose of like continuous growth and inoculation.
Right? Okay.
So they got these barrels, and then they inoculated them with Madame Rose, right? So it sounds like you're kind of like taking oak, putting Madame Rose in it, right?
Okay.
And then creating that microbe environment for beer,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there's like a, and then I'm looking at this thing and it's like, all right, there's a mother inoculation that takes 4 to 6 months, and then 80% of that is drained, right? And then that's put in a Bourbon County cask. So yeah, so it wasn't fresh oak. We just lied basically.
Okay, all right. Well, we got the lowdown now.
Right. So then they took it from the fooder and then they put it in Bourbon County cask. So
okay,
I guess that would be second use whiskey barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, that previously held Bourbon County and before that held whiskey.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. So it's going to be reminiscent of Madame Rose then, right?
Yeah, I think right. so. I think okay. so. Yeah, and I think what it sounds like is they're trying to make a beer that kind of reminds you of the sisters, and the sisters are beers that have like thousands of pounds of fruit added to them.
Mm-hmm.
Make a beer that reminds you of that without using any additional fruit or anything.
Okay.
Right? I think that's what they're going for.
Okay, nice. Yeah, it's got that funky oak, just kind of like a little bit sweetness, but almost like a burnt kind of aroma too going on. Smells great. Looks like Madame Rose.
Looks just like Madame Rose. Dark mahogany, like big, luscious head.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ripe fruit when you smell it.
Oh, that Madame Rose has this puckering tartness that happens. This doesn't have that, and it still has all the same flavors that you might find from it.
Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, as part of this process, this is an ode to, like, kombucha brewing and an ode to, like, artisanal vinegar producers, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, in this process of all the Solera and the, and what is it, the fooder system, they actually add fresh beer into the process.
Okay.
So that's why it's only, like, 6.6%. And then it's actually got kind of, like, a pretty clean finish for it to be, like, a beer that sat in oak for, like, all of its life.
Yeah.
Right?
You get that same like mouth feel end of the taste as Madame Rose. That's almost like slick feeling in your throat.
And then like I can tell you like if I get one of the sisters, it's more like a breakfast beer. But then like to your point, like it's always more acidic than you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then also because of all the fruit, it can be kind of almost too perfumey.
Oh yeah,
you know this just kind of takes like the best of Madame Rose. And then just kind of like, it's the minimalist version of that beer without using fruit.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the part I dig about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see this being good fall campfire beer.
Yeah.
Because it has that, like we said, that oak kind of aroma going on. And you just almost just want to warm up with it. It's kind of weird. We're drinking this in the summer. It was just released. So.
Yeah. Big. Mostly tart fruit, really kind of like ripe fruit when you smell it, but then kind of like a little creaminess and then like a little like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, vanilla, reminiscent of vanilla, not really vanilla.
But still that like frothiness, the creaminess.
Maybe that's what, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the mm-hmm. creaminess kind of reminds me of vanilla. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, you said the bottles were only like $8.
Which was kind of a surprise. Yeah. Because the beer took like 2 years to make. Yeah.
Awesome. So if you can make it over to Goose Island, the Fulton spot, see if they still have some bottles. Otherwise, I don't know, you're kind of out of luck then.
Yeah, and then they came up with this nice packaging, only 20 kegs of it, and only 2,300 bottles of it.
Mm-hmm.
And man, on a summer day, like, we parked like a block, two blocks away.
Yeah.
And it was like 90 degrees when we got in there. Oh, they served it in the elegant chalice that I haven't seen in a while.
Oh.
Which is really, that's part of the reason why I fell for Goose is because you go to like Clydemore and you got that really cool, you know, what Sophie and all this other.
The Matilda kind of glass?
Yeah, the Matilda's kind of. Yeah, it came in kind of glass. And it was cool to get over there, man. I haven't been over there in a long time.
Uh-huh.
When was the last time?
Was it busy? I think you said you went on a what, Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I went on like a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. It was pretty full, like no more seating except for this one spot in the corner that had some barrels.
Okay.
And then we saw a bench. So then we just chilled on the bench. Oh, right next to the 312 vending machine.
Oh, there's a vending machine?
There's a vending machine and the only and it's like old school soda machine. And the only thing you can get is 312.
Regular or dry?
312 regular.
Yellow, black?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah. Right. I was like, dude, who's got a quarter? I need to see if this thing works.
Uh-huh.
It didn't work. Oh. No. They told us. We didn't have a quarter, but we asked. They're like, nah, it doesn't work. I was like, man, that'd be cool because, come on, 312 for a quarter, I'm going to get a 312.
Right. They should have that block party there. 312, well, not 312 block party, but yeah, the right? 312 block party coming up here soon.
Yeah.
It's usually in the middle of the summer. They usually have some bands, but they've got other bands this weekend, so we'll be diving into that here in a little bit, talking about that. Then we got the little something easy. I wasn't sure if this was going to be too tart, which is always rough when you're doing a podcast.
True.
That you have a tart beer, so we got a little chaser with some something easy.
Yeah. Classic American Muscle on the, it's like an orange, like, muscle car from the 70s. On the Little Something Easy. Little Something Easy is a great summertime crusher.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Nick, you made it over to Goose Island. You make it anywhere else then this past week?
Man, you know, I went out to the 6th annual Naperville Ale Fest.
You made it.
I made it.
First time.
Here, man.
Finally.
I was excited to be there, man.
Did you train it or drive?
Man, you know, it was Metro all day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about a mile from the Metro. So, you know, we cabbed it over.
Okay. You know. Did you pregame it on the Metro?
Yeah, you know, we got there early because, you know, Saturday schedule is not an hour. Usually it's every hour out there, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
So we ended up an hour early and we chilled at the Craftsman, which is downtown Naperville, Two Brothers location. So first level is a coffee shop with a deli in the back. Second level is a restaurant, like family restaurant. Third level is like a speakeasy with a patio.
Oh, cool.
So we're like, bring it on. It's fucking noon. This party doesn't start till 1. Let's get to this rooftop. They were like, nah, bro. The doesn't open till 2.
What?
I'm like, that's pretty whack, but it's city rules.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we chilled on the first level, but they did have 6 beers on tap. Okay. I think we ended up going for cocktails, though. Yeah.
Well, you were about to drink a whole bunch of beer, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of stressful going on. God, I sound like such a diva. But, you know, we were on a train for an hour, so we're like, listen, we're going to get right. We're going to cross our legs, charge our phones in these leather chairs. We're going to get some fucking cocktails, and then we're going to go to the party.
Okay.
So that's how we did it.
Nice. Yeah. Well, what did you think of Naperville Ale Fest? This was a Lou Dog event.
Yeah. So the first thing I do when I get there is I run into the Guinness guys, you know.
Okay.
And then I'm like, have you guys been to this before? He's like, we went to the winter one. I'm like, is it here? He's like, no, the winter one is in like a big parking lot.
Okay.
You know, not this place at all. So this is like the Naper Settlement, they call it, is like this, it's a collection of old buildings that, you know, that I guess the city was founded on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're surrounded by these buildings and it's this big sprawling park with really nice grass.
Right.
And a lot of trees. It's actually a really nice backdrop,
mm-hmm.
right?
And there's a hill, right? Is it on a hill?
Yeah, it's like the sweeping kind of scenery,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, and I mean, and it's a proper fest, man. They got everything, like, you know, really big lawn chairs, you know, like, almost like ridiculously big. Like, most of them are, like, normal size. But then they got, like, one or two that are, like, you know, maybe, like, 10 feet. Like, big,
all right.
Like, big giant, sorry, like, big giant chairs to chill in. Oh, and then every Western suburban, South suburban brewery that I've never been to is there.
Okay, so were you trying all those, or did you?
Oh, so you know I'm on a mission for that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, I feel like that's why I'm here. Because, you know, like, everyone's kind of bringing their stock stuff, unless you go to the VIP area, which I didn't make it to.
Okay.
But for me, like, a lot of their stock stuff is stuff I never get to.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it, let's bring it.
Short Fuse.
Exactly, yeah. So, and then.
Okay, but think of all these names. Monkey Paw. No, Metal Monkey.
No. Metal Monkey.
There will be. There probably is a Metal Monkey and a Monkey Paw and
even crews like Salamoth. The only time I had Salamoth was on the show, and then Old Town Abbey. They're in Glenview. They're contract brand. I'm like, are you guys in Old Town? He's like, we're looking for a spot. We're brewing with 1090 up in Glenview.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but they had a really nice. They had a wheat ale with lemongrass.
Nice. Okay.
And the lemongrass was such a big pop, like. big mint palate pop of like this lemongrass candy. It was nice. That was one of my favorites of the people I hadn't had before. I
can't remember the last. There was for a while this lemongrass beer going around. It seemed to be at all the fests. I can't even remember who it was now, but yeah. Lemongrass beer is making a comeback.
It was nice, man. It was nice. I was pleasantly surprised. I went with Afro Beer Chick. First beer she picked out was this North Coast beer. It was a passion fruit and peach Berliner Weiss.
It's not even going local.
No. Let's bring on the West Coast. All right. Fort Bragg, California.
Yeah, North Coast is always good.
Yeah, they're solid. I remember when we went to when we did the show from what's that spot? The Jeff Vandertuck spot. Not Dusik's, but his first spot.
Oh yes.
Off the Mag Mile.
Side door.
Thank you. Yeah, attached to Lowry's Steakhouse. Oh, but that spot is the top account in the state for North Coast for the Scrimshaw Pills. Yeah, top account in the state. Oh, but this peach Berliner Weiss was money. Money, because it was a little muggy on that day. That was really good beer.
Summer afternoon, that sounds good.
The Hook and Hatchet, which is the gold medal World Beer Cup winning beer from Midnight Pig. Mm-hmm. Now they're making that year round. I was excited to get a hold of that. You know, I had to get some haze from Noon Whistle.
Yeah.
So I'd hit that maybe once or twice. A few crews I hadn't heard of before. Tangle Roots, who I see all the time. Their pale ale was solid.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, probably my favorite one of the stuff I hadn't had outside of Old Town Abbey was Unity Vibration. They're up in Michigan. They're like this kombucha, all natural kind of hippie crew, right? They had this bourbon peach raw vegan kombucha tea that they barrel aged in whiskey barrels with organic peaches.
How was that like probably the biggest sign for that description of that beer or that drink?
It was what I liked about this party was that they had a lot of different things going on.
Yeah.
So there was like Cider Alley. And then there was like the House of Funk, which is where this thing was, the House of Funk. There was a Christmas in July tent where they had like an anchor winter beer, essentially, right?
That's kind of cool.
And then they had a VIP tent off in the back. They had the food central, which is like the food section was almost as big as where all the brewers were.
Oh, cool.
Like this was a massive
food
space.
Tents?
All food trucks.
Okay.
So some of the guys you know, like the Lobster and, the Lobster. I hate the way they spell it, but it's good. If you got $20, you want to spend it on a sandwich, you go to the Lobster and you'll be all right.
Yeah, lobster rolls are unnecessarily expensive. They're good. Damn, why are they so expensive? Come on, we need to figure out this lobster thing. It's kind of...
couple crews I hadn't had before. Forge Brewing down in DeKalb.
Okay.
And then Siri Athlone. Yeah, Siri spelled Seery.
Okay.
Athlone, A-T-H-L-O-N-E. Where are they at? I should have wrote that down, Brad.
Okay.
They're somewhere like in the burbs or down mid-state or something.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a couple beers. It was all right. But I didn't know that they existed.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So, I mean, that's really what I was getting at. So it was a chance to do those kind of things, man.
Yeah, that's good that you made it. You weren't drinking the Lagunitas.
It was hard, dude. After because I get a text.
The Spitefuls, the Half Acres.
Right. So she texts me. She's like, "I just ordered the food. Food's here." So I'm like, "Fuck, what I'm getting at Maplewood's right there." I'm like, "Well, let me get two Maplewoods." But that was the only time I was really trying to get to stuff I hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's tough. Like we've said at those festivals, you want to say hi to the people you know or hit up I know that beer's safe, that Maplewood beer, that's Salamoa beer or whatever, and so then you end up crap, I didn't drink any of these beers from these breweries I haven't heard of. So
yeah, Salamoa had my favorite booth. Their presentation was just as massive and then full and everybody was happy. Oh, but they also did a collab. They did a Blood Orange collab with Naperville Ale Fest.
Oh, cool.
But I tell you, man, that Miskatonic IPA was sneaky good.
Oh, nice.
And it was so fresh.
Oh, cool.
It was great. So that was a good party. I'm glad I went.
That's awesome. Yeah, we hadn't been. We were talking about it last week that neither of us had made it out there. I don't think you made it out there for the winter one either. So
I've never been to that party.
Either fest. No. I haven't done it.
That was good, man.
Nice. Anything else you hit up or was that the main thing?
I just went to Half Acre.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they are slowly becoming because, they kill it with IPAs. We talk about how excited we are that you get five IPAs from them, and they all legit have like five different profiles.
Yeah.
Right. They pull a lot of flavors out of IPAs. But these mixed culture ales, there were three of them on draft. And two of them were, you know, have been packaged. You know, mm-hmm. one was Yanare. The other one was like Bon Hut.
Okay.
So we got the Yanare, which was like, you know, it sat in French oak for 9 weeks. Right.
Hmm.
And, you know, we just to set it up, like we go to the beach in summertime, right? We're at the beach. If it's for me, if it's over 80, I'm at the beach. We drop everything. We go to the beach. Hmm. And, you know, I've been drinking a lot of Prosecco lately at the beach.
Okay.
And they made this beer. And I'm like, this beer tastes just like this Prosecco we've been drinking at the beach. And I was kind of surprised by that, because usually you go to like Off Color and get some cool cocktails, or get some fun, kind of funky, you know, some wood aged sour stuff.
Okay.
But then he's had Half Acre had like three really legit options on the mixed culture ales. And so they're becoming like somewhere, but they're slowly becoming equal parts Off Color and Revolution because of the volume they do.
Right.
And their patio is killer. Their okay. artwork is dope. I was just like, I was pleasantly surprised by just falling in a Half Acre.
Yeah, I was thought about going up there on, was it Sunday? Because the World Cup was happening and they were playing with the patio open. But buddy Sergio, I don't know if he watched it at home or if he went there, but he was supposed to invite me and he didn't. So I don't know what happened there.
I tell you something, man, making beers like that are reminiscent of cocktails or reminiscent of wines is a, you know, that's a cool thing to do, because mm-hmm. it's still just a 4% beer.
Yeah.
But the flavor ride is just so bizarre that it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys, man.
Nice. You mentioned Maplewood. That was my only spot I ended up hitting up this past week.
Oh, you went to the Maple Room.
I went to the Maple Room. Went over there Sunday afternoon, you know, since I wasn't called to go watch the World Cup.
Sergio, he's got his head down over this. I just want you to know that.
So I went over there in the afternoon. I just figured I was trying to decide. I know we were recently talking about Vice District. I was like, do I want to bike all the way downtown? And it was pretty hot. So I was like, I'm going to go to Maplewood.
Yeah.
It's not that far, and it's farther than my normal spots of like Ontour, Goose, Great Central, kind of those locations. So made it over there. It wasn't busy, but I've heard like also complaints from other people that place is loud.
Oh yeah,
right, the music, they like blast their music there, right? And they were definitely, it was turned up, but it was fine. I was digging whatever they were playing, but man,
but if you weren't digging it,
yeah, but because the music was so loud, there was a group of people playing Uno. They were the loudest people at any place you could ever go to. The Maple Room is about the size of your typical living room, kitchen kind of area in Chicago. Like, if you combined your two rooms, it's probably about that. Like, in most, like, Chicago apartments.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
They were, like, level 11 at, like, 4 in the afternoon Sunday playing Uno. And it was like, crap. I'm an old man over here.
Oh, man.
Just let me have my beer.
Can you guys bring it down a tad?
And
just
it was,
a scotch? Can you bring it down a scotch?
And it wasn't even busy, but you add in like the music, they rock it loud there.
I've only been once.
Okay.
It was a Sunday night, so.
Okay.
So this is funny to me, because like, you're right, it's a rather small space,
yeah.
And they probably, there's like way too lit for this last space, huh?
But I ended up having I had a sample of their Husky Pants 4.
Right on.
Which is just whatever one of their hazy IPAs brewed with different hops.
Yeah.
You're out of names, naming them numbers.
Yeah, they go, Son of Juice. Juice, mm-hmm. Husky Pants,
mm-hmm.
and all right, what do we call this one? Well, we can't call it Husky Pants.
If we're Husky Pants 2, Husky Pants 3. So I had a little taste of that. It was good, but even at a little taste for the afternoon, it was kind of like too much for, what was it, like Saturday? Sunday was like 90-something out there, so biking over there, I was like, I wanted a little pills. I was going, and they were out of the pills, because
right on.
It makes sense. It's hot. Everyone's probably ordering that. Yeah.
It's cool that they got options that can't overwhelm you, though. Because mm-hmm. somebody went in there and had a bad 90-degree day, and they wanted to be overwhelmed by, like, one beer.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we got this thing for you. We got this thing over here for you.
And then I ended up getting a pint of the Crushinator.
Right on.
Which you can get in cans. That was a great beer. I like sipped on that for a while and just kind of looked stuff up on my phone and tried to tune out the Uno players.
Oh, I tell you, they were on your lanyard at North Naperville Ale Fest. There were like four tickets for cocktails, and the cocktails were like made by Maplewood.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but the line was too long. I just couldn't get there.
I was tempted. I need to go in there with a couple people, or one of those times where I've like I've had all the beers because they have a lot of non-beer options.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I feel like they're a distillery too. I want to say that, right?
Maybe. I think a lot of their cocktails are like frozen drinks too. So that would have been the way to go on a Sunday afternoon, like a little frozen grape drink, whatever. I saw someone had it. It looked nice. Yeah. So, but
I love these corridor glasses, by the way. We're drinking the Fooder 18 out of the corridor stemware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked nice.
Fantastic stemware.
So that was my only stop, besides drinking some Crystal Lake Brewing on a boat.
Right on.
That was nice.
Right on. That was a good photo. Did you hit the lake? I was on I hit the river this weekend.
We
I didn't go on the lake.
We were on the lake and then took the boat onto the river.
There you go.
And then we could only go so far. The water was too high and we couldn't make it under a bridge, so we had to turn back around.
Gotcha.
But we were out on the lake and river.
So. Crystal Lake on the lake, though.
Yeah.
That's a good look. I see what you did there. Yeah.
And it was their Golden Ale. It's a pretty solid beer, like great summer kind of beer.
They were there, and I was hoping to get over to them, but then I didn't. There was a band called Six to Midnight, and they were playing like all 90s. So I was there for that. I sat in this really big, this gigantic lawn chair, and I just listened to music. Yeah.
Nice. So those were our stops this past week.
Oh, one more thing, man. Shout out to, Square Roots Fest.
Yeah.
In Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
I closed out the weekend there.
Oh, you did make it. It there. Okay.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that. Oh, but, the special tappings tent was where it was at.
Okay.
Because then they had something for like dungeons from Half Acre. Mm. Oh, and then they had the Creek. So like this week, I didn't cash in my Dovetail Dollars to get the Creek. But I got to try the Creek at Square Roots.
How was it?
Man, this is a fantastic time to be a beer drinker in Chicago, man.
Okay.
Because between like, you know, well, everybody's got a bunch of like we talk about the mixed culture stuff, or we talk about, you know, just the, and that thing's like 100% spontaneous fermented. Yeah. I don't think, I personally dug it. I thought it was great. You can get like, you know, any of those wild ales that can hit me with like both tart fruit and ripe fruit.
Yeah.
Right. I get excited about that. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want one note. I want a mix of things in there.
Okay.
So I thought it was great.
How does it compare to the Goose beer? Because we were going to drink them both. We talked about that.
It's weird because I feel like the Goose beer has more of a neutral profile than that one does. I think that one's just a lot more bold. But they do add the Ballantine and cherries to like almost like 2,300 pounds of Ballantine and cherries.
Yeah.
So it kind of leans in that direction, you know. Yeah. So this one's a little more in check. That one's just like full on. Enjoy yourself. This is a fruit Belgian fantastic beer. It was really nice.
Okay.
So let's try to do that next week, man. I'll tell you, if I don't use my Dovetail Dollars in the next week, I think I'm going to lose them.
Yeah.
So I got to get over there.
That's the part I don't love about these. Like, you buy your beers ahead of time.
Yeah.
And if you forget, you have to go to these places twice. So.
Right. So I look up and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I got 48 hours. Of course I'll make it to Dovetail.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't.
Yeah.
So now I'm on the clock.
Yeah. And they're going to sell your beer, and your Dovetail Dollars are worthless. They should let you at least then use your dollars for beer. Like, oh, I didn't make it in. I got in a car accident, and I couldn't, like, get here. Can I use my dollars for beer now? Like, let me redeem them.
They're like, well, we'll give you a tour, and we'll give you a sampler.
Yeah, we'll get water.
Drink this water that we replicated from Germany. I'm like, nice. Oh, fuck.
All right, so you made it to Square Roots just for a minute.
Yeah, I think that, well, honestly, it was two parties, man. Because, you know, Taste of Chicago when I was a kid was like the holy grail, right? Because when I was a kid, fireworks, it always ended on 4th of July.
Yeah, and they slid it back.
Now. Yeah, because it was literally the biggest party of the year before Lollapalooza showed up. It was Taste and Fireworks Weekend. Oh, but then like when I went to Taste of River North, and then this is basically Taste of Lincoln Square.
Okay. Right?
When I went to those neighborhood parties, that's when I realized how whack Taste of Chicago was, okay. Right? Because no one really lives necessarily like in the loop.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, just the quality of food and then like the people and the energy and then like the music choices, like it was just a lot more like neighborhood centric vibe that is just like way cooler than anything you'll find downtown, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or not, whatever. Downtown is supposed to be the way it's downtown, you know, it's not supposed to be a neighborhood, it's a central business district.
Right, yeah.
But if you live here and you, you know, you go to parties like Square Roots. Mm-hmm. So that was a great party.
Cool.
It was a good way to end the weekend.
All right. See, I thought about making it over to Windy City Smokeout.
Yeah.
But that's a $45 ticket. And if you don't care about the country bands,
it's like all country.
Right. And you still have to buy food and beer. So
all country and the food is all barbecue.
Right. But you have to buy the food, right?
Yeah, because you're paying for the music. Right. That's right. Because it's like music first.
I need a. Can I wear headphones and not. And just come in for the food.
Is it that bad? It was like a disdain for me.
No, I just like, I just want the barbecue. Like,
that's true. And because they got pit masters from everywhere at that thing. Yeah.
Not to like say the band sucks, like, but like I kind of just wanted to come in for some barbecue. Like kind of what, Rib Fest kind of thing in Naperville. So I need an option, like an early session. Like you got to be out before the band comes on. You got to wear this wristband. If we see you, we kick you out.
Windy City Smokeout is probably my favorite name for a party.
Yeah, it's good. It's multi-use. It will, I see at some point it being used for something else.
Yeah, yeah, you might see a reinvention. That's a good.
Make go green.
That's a great name for a party, man. Yes. Windy City Smokeout.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Well, that brings us into this coming week, some of the events, some of the things you should be checking out. What do we got on the calendar? There's a couple events happening. The big one is probably Pitchfork, right?
Oh, man. Is Pitchfork this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Fuck. You got tickets to Pitchfork?
I don't.
I do not either.
So I won't be going. But Goose Island has that beer that they did with.
The Japan.
Japanades?
Japan. Not Japanades.
Japanoids?
Japanoids.
Japanoids.
This is why we ain't got tickets, man. <I know.
laughs> They don't even know the band. They're not invited.
Yeah, but then it's weird because that band's from LA, but they're called like the Japanoids or something.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're doing like a lager.
I'm sure it'll be on tap at 312 Day and over at the Goose Island Fulton Pub. Yeah.
Pitchfork historically has always been very solid. Mm-hmm. Runna Jules, Chance the Rapper, who's this year is going to be who's that? Raphael Sadiq, Chaka Khan, who's from Chicago. She'll be there too.
Nice. So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And that's got better beer than just about every other
music festival.
Big music fest, right? Yeah, because you go to that same park for North Coast, the beer's not the same.
Okay.
Yeah, and you go to Lollapalooza, the food's good at Lollapalooza because it's Chowtown, and they pull a bunch of chefs. Yeah. The beer's kind of shit at Lolla.
Well,
the beer is shit. I end up drinking way more wine than beer at Lolla.
And it's for a lot of kids that are underage, like under 21, so they're smoking weed and drinking Red Bull.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And also that.
So check that out. Try that Goose Island beer. Virtue Cider will be there, of course. I'm sure. Saturday is this event called Night at the Zoo.
Oh, right on.
It's a 21 and over party at Lincoln Park Zoo. This isn't a beer festival.
No,
but you can go to the zoo and there'll be food and beer and wine to purchase. But it's really just like DJs and music and kind of like a party at the zoo.
Because they do a beer fest there, so right. This is different from
they
that.
They do what the winter one, the brew lights,
and then there's a Lou Dog Events event there,
right,
in the summer too.
So this is just called Night at the Zoo, party at Lincoln Park Zoo. From 6:30 to 11 p.m. on Saturday.
When is the Brewfest Partners Belgian cruise? I want to say that's coming up.
Ooh, the Belgian one. I don't know.
Is this weekend, July 22nd?
Yes.
All right. It's Sunday.
Sunday.
It is Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good one, I think, right? Because you were on that one.
I went to the Belgian one. It's good. They if you kind of need maybe one or two people that don't have Belgian beers, because mm-hmm. you do get a little, you need a break, just like any beer fest where it's like you were drinking that, peach bottle share last weekend.
And I was asking for a break, and they were like, no, we had a beer with apricot.
Yeah.
That's your break.
So sometimes you just need, like, can I just have, like, something to cut through this? So
is it apricot or apricot?
Apricot.
The okay. I had a beer with apricot.
So it's, they have at the Belgian Fest, sometimes they have, like, a few things that are a little different, or some creeks, some different things, but sometimes you need, like, there's no, like, IPA to just, like, smash your palate and then come back to it. But it's definitely a good cruise, and the boat is great. It's well-organized. It's good.
Yeah, and then they're going all, like, doubles, triples, quads, yes. lambics, like you were saying, gozes.
Like, that's the best thing, when you can walk up and be like, let me have Chimay Blue. Let me have Chimay Red. All right, white. And then you'd like move on to the next thing. Like, let me see this progression each time through these. So.
Yeah. I think of all the ones, Brewfest Partners event. Kurt Forman, we've had on the show. We talked about this party before. That looks like a that's a nooner. No, sorry. That's a 1:30 start.
Okay.
That's a $69 ticket.
Okay.
I think that's probably, as far as tap list goes, and then they're bringing out the Belgian chocolate, the waffles, and the cheese.
Right.
I think of the ones they do, that's like the jewel of the ones they do. Mm-hmm, right. That's their premier one, because they do it like every week all summer or something like that.
Yeah. There's like 3 or 4 Sundays they end up doing them.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's this weekend.
So that's Sunday. Also, Sunday is an event called Sunday Fun Day at Beguile. I think they do these regularly, but it's yoga, empanadas, and beer floats.
I'd be down for some yoga. And, I mean, empanadas, of course.
Tickets are $20.
So where's this? Beguile?
Beguile, upstairs.
Right on.
So you get to do yoga, and then you get, I think, with the $20, gets you some beer, and then you have to buy the empanadas, and you probably, if you want more to drink. Yeah.
That's cool. I used to frown upon yoga, but now I'm just trying to get it wherever I can. I'm trying to get exercise wherever I can.
And if you can combine it with drinking and eating.
That's a win. Yeah. You know, you get up, you do your yoga, get your downward dog, get your warrior and all that other shit. And then boom, let's get these empanadas.
Right.
Let's get this beer. And Santa Ron Brew's there too, so you can get their stuff there too.
Oh, nice. Okay. So that's a Sunday. There's a link on Beguile's page, but it's from noon to 3.
Right on.
So yeah, that's the few things that I saw. I don't know if you have anything else.
Man, I saw this one thing, man. It is Slick Rick.
Okay.
Slick Rick the Ruler. At there's a venue called Out of Space that is not too far from Temperance. I think Temperance bought the space. It's like an event space.
Oh, cool.
Next to Temperance. So you can go see Slick Rick and the Cool Kids. That's a Chicago outfit.
Cool Kids are great.
Yeah, for $25, man, from 6 to 10 on Saturday.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. I'm going to try to go to that.
It's not too far from you either.
Yeah, I'm right up there now. That's the kind of thing I got to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
$25, Slick Rick and Cool Kids.
That's a win.
Yeah, I
and
think
a brewery.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, you won.
All right. I might see if Maeve wants to go. Check that out. Do it. All right, cool. Well, before we get out of here, was there any beer news? Anything happening that's worth noting?
We were talking to the Goose Island guys, and they have a bike club, and they biked from Goose Island all the way out to Three Floyds and 18th Street, if you can believe that. So this is like, we're talking like Northwest Indiana from.
Yeah, I've done that.
Up and downtown. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you can appreciate this, but this, to a normal person, this sounds ridiculous. It's like, this is far.
Do they bike back?
Or and then they bike back.
Because there's half the people end up like training it back. They go to Flossmoor and train it back or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Or 18th Street. I think there's a train, right?
Yeah.
Train it there. So, but if you're hardcore, you got to bike back. Some people just don't like you fill up on beer and then you're kind of woozy. It's like, no, you buy a six pack to go and you drink back.
I'm in Rogers Park, right? Just only like 8 miles from downtown, north of downtown. And I stopped like 4 times from downtown to Rogers Park. So hardcore is the word to describe going to Indiana on a bike.
And if you're powered by Dry Hop 312, you can make it anywhere.
Man. So that was cool in the news. Oh, but then the big news is that apparently Solemn Oath is going to be expanding to Logan Square.
Oh, they have a spot, a location?
So in the window in a storefront on a little strip mall off of like Armitage, is this sign that says, hey, you know, blah, 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 public notice, blah, 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 solemn oath.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, because we were talking about them, like, I think Three Floyds and Solemn Oath are the two crews that are always rumored to have, you know, a space. Mm-hmm. I mean, the de facto Three Floyds tap room is the one next door to Acheval. Mm-hmm. Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf, yeah.
Lone Wolf. Because you roll in Lone Wolf and you'll find Dark Lord on tap.
Right.
Right. Like, they have, like, permanent Floyd's taps, like, way too many. Right. But they've always rumored to have their own tap room, and now Solemn Oath looks like, according to the public notice in the window, they're going to be expanding the Logan Square.
So Armitage and what?
So was Richmond.
Richmond.
1955 North Richmond. I don't know how far west Richmond is. I'm drawing a blank on that. I'm guessing somewhere between.
Damon's 13, right?
No, Damon's 2000.
2000.
And Western is 2400. So I'm thinking somewhere between like Western and Kedzie. That'd be my guess.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah. So good for them. I like their beer. I like their, you know.
Yeah.
They got cool artwork. They got a thing about Vikings, though.
They dig them. They're like, they dig Vikings. They're tough. Yeah. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah, well, keep a lookout for that. We'll probably be sharing more information on that as we hear about it, as we find out some stuff, and we'll definitely be drinking over there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we should get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. We mentioned the Instagram. We try to post there as much as possible. So check that out. Lots of.
We've kind of abandoned Facebook, man.
We gotta
get back on it.
I try to share some events there, but or if we go to an event and there's lots of photos, you don't want to just dump them on Instagram.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're on Facebook, but Instagram, we're trying to always share those sexy beer photos. So check that out. Hit that heart, right?
For all those sexy people out there, this one's for you.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.